You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on October 3rd, 2023, and is titled The Movement, a special Bible study where Steve invited believers from all over the heartland of America to come and join us in Muleshoe. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
I said, we're not here to, listen, we're not here this morning to have church. We already are the church. The born-again believers, those who are not born again, you already know. You'll just probably, some of you figured out during the morning here, but it's, that one skipped right over some of you. But I'm letting a few of them get in here, and I want to be sure everybody gets on the air for some of this. One of the most unusual things that you're going to see this morning is very seldom do you ever see me up here on a Wednesday night wearing my cowboy hat. I was in the men's restroom a while ago, and I don't know how many of y'all talk to God in the bathroom, but that's a really good spot. It's right, I stand still, and he can talk. And there's a lot happens in that men's bathroom in there, spiritually. And so the Lord told me, he said, leave your hat on for two reasons. One, he said, I told my people in the beginning, be girded up, have your shoes on, have your cloak ready, and you be ready to roll. Get your staff in your hand, be ready to go. Second of all, there's going to be religious people in here that don't want you to stand up here in the front this morning with your cowboy hat on. He said, take them off. This, I'm telling you, that religious spirit is going to get us killed. And so, anyhow, this morning I'm going to stand up here in my cowboy hat because we're not here to have church. We're having a meeting. And God called the meeting. We didn't call a meeting. We didn't prepare for a meeting. We didn't do anything really to get ready, and women started making food. How many of y'all noticed we had plenty of food? Nobody ran out of food. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so, man, here, are we on yet, Leonard? Okay. And I'm not going to pray to get started this morning either. We already prayed in there, and half of you people been praying all night. I'd be in that half, so we're good. We don't have to beg God to show up. He attends us. Do you hear me? He attends us. He is always present. Turn your mic off here, Leonard, please. So wherever I place my foot is holy ground. Wherever I place my foot, I'm in the presence of the Lord. I got one of my favorite guitar pickers here this morning and one of my favorite worship leaders here this morning. I don't need either one of them guys to manifest the presence of God. We got to get that. So God called a meeting, and you people all started calling me, and some of you didn't even call. You just showed up, and when I tried to talk you out of coming, you said, well, God told me to come, and so how are you going to talk a man out of that? You can't. So just real quick, just for kicks, and you guys online, Leonard can see what you guys put up on the screen, those of you that was watching on Facebook. But right quick, just I'm just going to go down through here, and you just kind of let me know where you're from. Where are you from now?
Me, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Yes. Muleshoe.
Clear Lake, Oklahoma.
Clear Lake, Oklahoma. Yep. Freona. Earth. You guys are out. Clovis. Yes. You guys are out. Sudan. We got some of that going on. We got some earthlings over here. We got another Muleshoe. I'm gonna call on the Muleshoe ones here in just a minute. Leveland. Pettit, Clovis, Lariat, Clovis. Yeah, we got all that Clovis going on. Where are you from, young man? Streeter, North Dakota. There you go. That's way the heck up there. Got some more Mule Shoe going on, a little Ray going on. That whole crowd right there. Got our sheriff. I wanted right quick just tell you something very important about this. The other day, and I'm going to share this just real quick, but I've always wondered why Robin and I were called the Mule Shoe, because we knew we weren't called here to start another church. They got plenty of that already. Everybody can find their favorite flavor, and so we've got that. So it's always been a little bit confusing, and then the Lord spoke to me Wednesday night as I spoke a word over this family, and the Lord told me, he said, that's why you're here, because he's the sheriff. Your sheriff is the most important man in your life as you move forward in this United States of America. He carries more clout than anybody you know, and you need to support him and help him.
He's the highest elected official.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, he has equal authority within jurisdiction as anybody. Yep. What else we got going on? Got some Lubbockites. Corpus Christi, holy moly, Panhandle, come from Panhandle, man, lie, not the Panhandle, they got Panhandle, Texas, we got Tecumseh, Oklahoma. I don't know if y'all know where Tecumseh is, it's a suburb of Shawnee, it's a good spot. Booker, yeah, one of my favoriteest preachers in the world, and Kerry, you, what are you going to call, Follett? Yeah, Bill Dubose. Claude. Claude.
Iowa.
North Dakota. Got a little Sudan action. Hallettsville, Texas. Got some Clovis going on here. Amarillo. Got some more Texas going on here. A little Portales. San Marcos. Wow. Claremore, Oklahoma. I don't know if y'all know where that is, but that's plumb on the other side of Tulsa over there. So, yeah, we got some more New Mexico going on. Fort Scott, Kansas.
Bard,
New Mexico. New Mexico may be Bard one of these days, but hurry up and straighten up. Clovis, Portales, Texaco, Farwell, all that. All the above. Yes, all the above. Who you got on there, Leonard? Anybody?
Southwest Missouri, Massachusetts. Let me get going down farther. South Dakota, Arkansas, Texas, Moscow, Texas, La Mesa, Gordon, Texas, Southwest Missouri, Sterling City, Dalhart, Eastern Plains of the Colorado, Industry, Texas, Point, Texas, Blaine, Oklahoma, Radon, Oklahoma, The Woodlands, and I don't know how to pronounce that Indian name in Oklahoma. Waukeka or something, I don't
Warika.
Know. Warika, sorry for that. Iowa, Stratford, Texas, Woodward, Bourne, Colorado again. We got 105 viewers right now on Facebook and about 20 on the webpage.
Okay.
Bogota, Texas. Byers, Oklahoma. About it.
Okay.
Sorry Perfect. If I missed you if you're on the line.
Well, we're glad to have everybody and a good representation. Carolyn brought something up this morning, and she has a lot of prophetic unctions and different things from the Lord, and she brought this tapestry that she'd had, this quilt of all 50 states and their state flowers and their state bird and whatever is on there. But that's what's represented here this morning, is all of the 50 states of the United States of America. When I found out that God was going to call people to come to Mule Shoe, I realized that it would have to be him giving me something to say, some strategies. Just a little background right quick as we get into this, but since March of 2020, since Coffee with the Colonel started and all that, I have sought the Lord for strategies. strategies for preserving our nation, strategies for preserving the promise for my children and my children's children, strategies to maintain freedom. And so Robin and I, there's my little wife, Robin, and daughter Casey right there. Y'all wave at them. She's the one you never see on Facebook, and she's the muscle behind all of it. So anyhow, we've traveled around the country, and some of you got in on county by county, where we went around the United States and we talked to people about covenanting their land, covenanting their local governments, covenanting your kitchen tables back to God, getting in covenant with God. And so as we've battled through some of these strategies, and we continue to try to move forward. So when we got done with county by county, we knew that phase was kind of over. And listen, as bad as I hated the Wuhan flu, it was a necessary evil because it was the great revealer in this country. It didn't take very long for somebody to throw the gauntlet down and find out who's who. We found out that the institution of religion had absolutely zero mustard on her hot dog. We found out that our political system was for sale and that a bowl of stew was worth more to them than a birthright. And so then, but we also found out that there were God's people in the earth, and we're going to talk a lot about that real quick this morning. God's people hear God. Get that straight and quit monkeying with it. And if you hang out in a tribe that tells you that can't happen, get you another tribe because they do not know. Get somewhere else. I mean, this time of playing church and going along to get along, it's over, man, unless you just want to give up the whole cotton picking straight here, if you just want to give it up. But other than that, it's over. And so, you know, God's people, you saw little pockets of God's people kind of rise up. You saw people stand up. I think one of the reasons God called a meeting here in Muleshoe is because there is no fear in this building. We don't fear man. We don't run around bragging about what the enemy's doing and the devil's doing and all that stupid stuff. He's a worm under my feet. He's like a yapping chihuahua jerking on my pant leg. I can take my stick and whack him in the head anytime I get ready. The only bad thing about being a Christian nowadays, we don't believe in whacking nothing in the head. Every now and then, you just got to whack something in the head. And so in the midst of all this and the strategies and all the stuff going on, and then we got done, and Rob and I just kind of took a break. We didn't know what to do next. I went and team roped. We kept gathering up on Wednesday nights. You know, that's what you do as a Christian. You gather up. We're the most meeting-having people there is on the planet with the fewest results. We like to have meetings. Please don't come here today because you thought you were going to have a meeting. No, God's calling you out. That's why you're here. This should be the most uncomfortable day of your life. From here on out. So, we just kind of sat around. Kind of kept going and, you know, and kind of waiting. And then you watch everything that's going on and you watch people come and go every week as we play church and going, but our little community is not showing any signs of forward progress in certain areas and different things. And now I'm down to my kitchen table. And those of you that listen to me very much, you know I'm a kitchen table guy. So we're down to the kitchen table. All right, the rest of this is outfit and just go to hell in a handbasket, and I'm going to take care of my kitchen table. Don't know what else to do. And then we're driving down the road the other day, and I like to listen to intelligent talk radio, and so we were listening to some, and Newt Gingrich, well, I hope everybody knows who he is, but he's a very highly intelligent guy, and as far as politicians go and the mechanics of how this works, and used to be Speaker of the House, and he's talking about Donald J. Trump. Not here to have a Trump rally. I don't think we need another Trump rally. I think we've hoorahed each other till we're hoorahed out. You know, it's easy to get everybody in a frenzy for 40 minutes. You can do it at every tent revival. I don't care. You can do it. It's easy. Boy, getting something to happen 2 days afterwards. Now, that's the trick. That's the trick to all this. But he's talking about Trump. I'm not like a lot of spiritual guys. I'm not going to predict who's going to be your next president. I do understand the policy-making abilities of the 45th president, and I do understand about 163 pieces of legislation that all pointed in my favor as a freedom-loving United States American citizen who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of stuff went my way. I do know the effects of a president that set the Supreme Court 6-3 in an originality mentality. I do know about a president who put 300 judges in the lower courts that would lean towards the Constitution and its original intent. So I do understand how the Roe versus Wade gets moved into the 10th Amendment, whether you think that's correct or not. I do understand the importance of a man leading the number one free nation in the world and standing on the three meccas of the Abrahamic religion. I understand the first president of the United States that ever put his hand on the Wailing Wall on the wall in Jerusalem. I understand the first president of the United States that took away the lip service of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And after 54 years of talk, finally put feet to his mouth and actually did it. So whatever color his hair is and however brash he is and however dumb he acts, the only time he ever fumbled the ball was he just got his shorts in a knot and got beaten a debate by a buffoon. But other than that, he'd done a really good job. But when Newt Gingrich was talking about him, he said, this is not about the presidency. This is a movement. And I turned around to Robin, and it overwhelmed me driving down the road. I'm telling you, God was all over it. And I turned around to Robin, and I said, he's right. I know why I'm here. There's a movement. And it's been in place. It just don't have much wheels under it. All we practice a little, we're good at rallies. We're good at meetings. We're good at all that stuff. I'm going to challenge the crap out of you today. I want to know if you're any good standing out there all by yourself. I believe we're going to lock arms, and I believe there's going to be some resistance to the tyranny. I believe there's going to be a promotion of God. I think all these things will come to pass over time. But I just want to challenge you today as we get into a couple little items I want to talk about. Can you walk outside your house and stand there by yourself? Can you go in your house and stand there by yourself? Do you know what the Bible says about your promise? Do you know the power that's been given you? Can you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? And do you have enough mustard on your hot dog to actually stand there and cotton pick and pull it off? Do you have enough faith to know that your God will back your play? Because that's why we're here today. We're not here to sing kumbaya, and we're probably not going to high five each other. If I know my God at all, there's some of you going to want to jump in that baptismal tank. I went ahead and put that up today because this is a meeting about obedience, and that's your first act as a Christian. So, you know, in case there's any Ethiopians in the house, there's some water over here. We're ready for whatever. But that's what this is about. This is a meeting that God has called to save your promise. And I just want to hit a couple of high points that all of you that hang around here regular have already heard it, but this country has not heard it enough. There was a covenant made with Abram that turned into Abraham, and it was Genesis 12, Genesis 15, Genesis 17. It was marked with a sign, the circumcision of the flesh. It was a promise that God met with the man. He met with our father Abraham, and he said, Abraham, I'm going to give you a family. These two old people had nothing. nothing. And he said, I'm going to give you a family, and then I'm going to give you a generation, as much as the stars, as much as the dirt. And then I'm going to give you a piece of land, and that piece of land is where you're going to dwell, and it's going to take care of you, and you're going to live there, and you're going to raise your generations there on that land. 430 years later, Joshua walked across to Jericho. First thing he did is the Lord met with him and said, wherever you place your foot, I now give you fulfillment of the promise. Four more chapters later, in chapter 5, the angel of God comes to him. He said, take your shoes off. You stand on holy ground. Let me tell you something about this building. This building right here has got a burr pit underneath it. We may all go to China in the next 2 hours. This thing's sinking. The women's bathroom, if you come up and your wife's missing, she fell through the toilet. This thing was an irrigation pump repair shop. I guarantee you somebody used wordy dirds in here. When we found it, it was a Hispanic dance hall. I'm sure they were holding hands and drinking adult beverages. Now it's a building where we have meetings. This is not a church. This is a building where we have meetings because we lack soft seats, air conditioning, heat, the such. We like being comfortable. It's a pretty comfortable old building. But it's just a building. We're the church. And because we're the church, the Bible says that it's no longer the descendants of Abraham that are considered Israel, Galatians 3, but it is the children of the promise. That's the same promise Stephen was talking about when they stoned him to death. It's a New Testament thing. Romans 9 says, by one seed, with a capital S, his name would be Jesus Christ. By one seed, you have now become children of the promise. Today, your promise from God is not the great escape. You do know Tim LaHaye books were fiction. Thank you, Jesus. Your promise is a family. For all you men out there, what's your greatest treasure here in this earth? Whether you've acted like it or not. How many of y'all got grandkids? Thank you, God, for meeting with Abraham that my descendants would be as many as this and as much as this. And last but not least, thank you, God, for meeting with Abraham that I live on a covenanted land where Robert Hunt came in 1606 and made a covenant treaty in 1607 on Virginia Beach that hooked the land to God and the people to God and the people to the land. And then come back in 1620 and do exactly the same thing. How many years ago was 1620? Anybody got any idea? 400 years. How long did it take from the promise to walk across Jericho? 400 years. You were created for such a time as this. How many of y'all have ever been to a meeting that you know God called the meeting, not a man called the meeting, and invited God to the meeting? I've been doing this 27 years and never have. It's the first time this has ever happened to me. Where God called a meeting. You know why? This is the 11th hour. This is the 11th hour. My daughter's here. She's got a son that's fixing to be 17. I got married when I was 21. 4 years from 17. Oh my gosh. I won't tell him you're fixing to be 40. Why'd I bring that up? Because by the time it's time for him to find the woman that God has for him, and they begin to live out their promise, oh, they can still make babies, and they can still have a little family. But if you don't get the full meal deal of the promise, you don't get the promise. And there's people that have gone before us and people in my generation. We sold out my grandson's promise for a bowl of stew. We gave up his birthright. But because of covenant contracts that still exist in the archives of God, we can reclaim it. And I'll talk about that a little here in just a minute. Yes, sir. But there's a real, real good chance that Ryder J. Morris could find his wife of his dreams and go to a hospital one day and hold his first baby. And there'd be a different flag flying outside. Must not be that big a deal, because we've got people making $1 million a year that won't stand up for the one we got right now. You know what they won't do? They ain't nobody dumb enough to try that at a rodeo. Yeah. No. We don't say the Pledge of Allegiance in our schools anymore. They won't play the national anthem at little football games. So out here in the middle of redneck America, where we walk around in our cowboy hats, where we're ready to roll, it don't matter if it's a pee-wee play day. Somebody's fixing to pray in the name of Jesus, and we're going to raise that flag. These are the people that are going to be part of the movement. They're not all going to be Christians. They're not all going to be Bible scholars. They're not all. I told my bunch the other day, you better get ready to stand next to a guy that looks like an ink pad with, and he's got a whole toolbox tied to him, you know, rings and hardware everywhere. Might be smoking a joint with a beer in each hand. Give me that guy and y'all take the choir. I'll take him. But he's a patriot. He believes in the same promise that you have, that you didn't even know about because everybody was preaching you into heaven while they let your kitchen table go to hell. But he still believes in the cause of freedom. He still believes in the institution of government that's founded on the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence that's supposed to protect every God-given right you have. Your rights don't come from man. Your rights come from God. And this government was set up to protect those rights. And the next thing we do, we move God off the throne and we put the big government up there. And the next thing you know, everything you got's got to come from them. One of the hardest parts of waking up this sleeping giant in the heartland of America will be there's going to be people in here who are going to have to cut off the arm that's been feeding them. I didn't have a clue what I was going to say this morning. The Lord did. It's going to be the same way in your Christian walk. You know, you can't get saved without a preacher, and you can't get healed without a doctor, and you can't be rich without a banker, and you can't be old without a 401k. How many of y'all think 63 is old? Come on, don't be scared. I don't have a 401k. Donald J. Trump was the instigator of a movement. Personally, I hope he's the next president of the United States. I think he does a really good job. I think he could stand an afternoon ride around in a pickup with me. I think I could help him. But I did get in the room with him one day, but I never got up there to just really tell him. I got a friend of mine. His name's Keith Maddox. He owned American Hat Company. He's passed away. And when Trump first got elected, he gave him a 1,000 ex-American hat. God, how I've wished and prayed that me and DJT could just sit down for a minute in the pickup and I just hold that hat and tell him what that hat represents. Oh, I hear you, Jesus. And then I tell him, put his American hat on and wear it like men who wear hats and wear them right, what that represents. Maybe I'll get the chance someday. I think it'd do us all a lot of good. So as we move forward in this, how does this work? Because, you know, I wrote down all kinds of notes and stuff this morning. I want you to go home. Your homework assignment is to study Psalms 106. It's a roadmap that Israel's already played out. It's a roadmap that shows a lot about us. It's a roadmap that shows a lot about God. And I'll hit on a couple things here in just a minute. One thing I did mean to tell you at the beginning, our normal Bible study here lasts about 35, 40 minutes at the most. And I know there's people here this morning who have jobs, and I know a lot of you have yarded off an unlimited amount of time. But if you have to go today or there's a reason you need to get up and get out of here, please do not feel bad about getting up. If you need to get up and go to the restroom, you want to get up and get a cup of coffee, whatever it is, you be comfortable in here today. And once again, just make yourself at home. But if you got to go, praise God, you're a guy who has a job. Please go. That'll be just fine. So all that being said, with Trump, one of the main attributes, and this is a part that's very important, you note, make a notation of this, he's self-funded. He was the president of the United States for 4 years and never took a check. You got a guy up there now that's been there 43 years, and the average paycheck before he became president would have been less than $150,000 a year, yet now he has an estate, his net worth is somewhere around $20 billion. I have a job, and I make more than $150,000 a year. I don't have that much left. I don't know how you get that great big savings account working on those wages. This is all about the bowl of stew thing. There's a lot of people that go to our Capitol. Now, what are you doing? I got one. I know you. The Lord told me to give you the. Amen.
Because you are a leader.
Thank you. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, yeah, praise the Lord. That's awesome. Because that's how this is going to work in this heartland of America. And I'll back up and share another little thing with you here in just a second. But this deal of being self-funded is huge. It's huge. Because so many have been bought. So many are on the payroll. So many are on the hook. In so many different institutions. Now the institutions are so tangled up because of the money and the manipulation and the monopolies and all these different things. When you go back and study the Boston Tea Party, it was all about monopolies and taxation. It was not about secession from England at the time. They were just tired of monopolies. The Indian Tea Company was the only tea company given rights to sell tea to the colonies. And so we had a monopoly. Then there came extreme taxation, and all of a sudden some redneck guys got a little ticked off, and they went and throwed all the stuff in the water. Minute, we're going to throw all the stuff in the water. But that's what it was about. And so when we're so tangled up, when the insurance industry is so tangled up into the financial institution, and the medical institution is now so tangled up into the insurance institution, and then we've got so many things that are all just intertwined and tangled up. You know, one of the worst things I think we have in this little fellowship right here is a thing called 501c3. There is nowhere in the Bible that God said your giving should be tax exempt. Your giving is a cause of a generous heart. It has nothing to do with your government or your income tax. But we fell for the deal, and we flew under the radar for a long time around here, and then thought we might ought to do something during the Obama days, and you couldn't get one then. And then Trump got to be president, and you could just slide right in the door and get her done. And so we slid in the door and get her done. But I'm telling you, and other than tax exemption, it's useless. Absolutely useless. But we're an ox that likes to be muzzled. We like being told what to do. We like being caged up. When DJT, in his first months of office, eliminated the Johnson Amendment of 1954 that shackled the mouths of the puppets to no political naming of names or anything else, or you're going to lose your 501c. Well, take it and put it wherever you want to put it. And yet, right off the bat, every Baptist preacher in America could name their favorite candidate from the pulpit. And none did. None rejoiced that the Johnson Amendment's gone. Nobody stood up and said anything. It was the same silence that happened when we had Roe versus Wade in 1973. Same silence. And so here we are. Because we're so tangled up. We're not self-funded. You know another reason why Mule Shoe right here in this little fellowship is going to be ground zero for part of this? We're self-funded. I've been ridiculed because I don't have any letters behind my name and I don't have any affiliation with one single organization. I got a group of guys that I hang out with kind of tell me when I need to line up a little better. And one thing or another, we've had two small meetings in this place in the last 21 years. They lasted about 4 minutes apiece. We're self-funded. I got a J-O-B. We've never taken up an offering in this fellowship, and our cup overflows big time. We can do anything God calls us to do, and we can do it without a meeting. We can build an orphanage in India in an afternoon. We can put up a food pantry in a day and a half. You can do whatever you want to do because God has supplied all the need. And guess what else? You can't tell me how to preach. You cannot fire me. You can leave, and plenty have. Some more will probably today. That's not arrogance. It's just a fact. You never hired me, so you can't fire me. I just showed up. That's how that is. Hey, we better get some of that on us now. Yeah. Well, I'd like to, but you better get your butt fixed. Well, there's a time coming where we're going to need to.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.